It's now it's 7 after the hour on Monday. Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and Doug. John Ratzenberger has launched a crowdfunding campaign for a new TV program. We're going to talk to him about that because you know how I'm fascinated with crowdfunding and talk about it with great abandon here and great frequency. Frequency. It's, well, one of the things, if you're just joining us, we're having a conversation about news. And we didn't agree because we were on the wrong, well, you were getting email from people who were talking not about what I was talking about, but apparently what I was saying wasn't clear. You were very strident in suggesting that all human beings with a brain have opinions and that that's bound to enter into one's reporting.
Right.
On what's going on in the news.
How you consume and how you export, yes.
Which is not what I was talking about at all.
Okay.
Acknowledging that you are correct, because we all do, unless we're dolts, have opinions about things, some of them well-founded, some of them not, but they still are our opinions. That is what they are. That is what News Talk Radio is about, expressing opinions about things. But when it comes to the news, it should be a no BS policy. No opinion, no opining, no, there's nothing to be presented in the news but the news. Your opinion about the news isn't news. It isn't a fact. I saw a motorcycle run into by a drunk driver the other night.
Oh, but the way you said drunk driver shows that you have an opinion on that. I'm telling you, it is. This is what I'm getting at.
No,
we are.
I was not expressing any. It may have sounded that way in the inflection to you because you're listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
I reported that a drunk driver ran into a motorcyclist.
There it is again. There would have been an accident. If you were doing true journalism, it would have been an accident. And then, like four paragraphs down, you said that alcohol may have been involved. Being drunk is an opinion.
Why? No,
because
it's not. The police were there on the scene.
Unless
and
they were
did
convicted.
I'm telling you. No, you're not.
There is opinion in everything.
No.
And that's what
he was
I mean,
a drunk. The fact is he was drunk while he was driving the vehicle. It isn't an opinion. He got a breathalyzer test on the scene, mm-hmm. and the breathalyzer test showed he was drunk. Drunk as a skunk.
Nope, there's opinion again.
So, no, it's not opinion at all. You're beginning to annoy me.
He didn't report that he was drunk as a skunk.
Oh, okay. Then that's all right then, fine.
That part of it I didn't report. I didn't report that he was drunk as a skunk.
No,
he apparently was. But he was drunk. So you would rather I have said a driver in a van ran into a motorcyclist at the light in Temple Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alcohol may have been a factor.
I see. Okay. All right. Now, having acknowledged that that's news and what news is about, then how do we take that information and talk about it in a way that appeals to people who are listening to this program? Why is it that we so focus on Congress being gridlocked? That isn't what many people are thinking about. As we were discussing, the polls suggested that the people in the middle have no interest in all of this stuff. They just want the problems fixed. But that isn't what most of the radio programs are talking about. So where is there room for not just this program, but a whole day's worth of programming like this? Where do you find hosts and people who are willing to talk about the issues of the day in a way that is not judgmental? Or if it is judgmental, it's both sides represented, not just one side or the other. I, when I was programming a radio station, had the opportunity to put on programs that were both from the left and the right. You very rarely find somebody who is hosting a program who will have with them as a co-equal. Is that redundant? Co-equal? As an equal. Now, I think that that's sort of an interesting perspective. I want to know, we talk a lot about people who are important in the world, and certainly John Ratzenberger is a very important fellow. I want to know what he thinks. I want to know where he gets his news. John, welcome to Good Day. Where's John? I probably have to push this button over here.
Got
to
push the button.
Apparently the woman is taking a nap. Do we have Ratzenberger or am I talking to myself? All right. This is, I'm going
to
push the button.
Do you want me to pretend?
Okay. Good God. John.
Hello.
Oh.
Welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I could hear you all the time.
You could.
Using one of those old steam radio stations, huh?
we use a tin can
steam
and a string.
Yeah. All right, so I want to know how John Ratzenberger, everybody knows Cliff, he was Cliff on Cheers. Does anybody not know that? And he's been, the last time you were here with us, we were talking about your voice work
right.
And how much fun that is. Anyway, I want to know where you get your news. Where does John Ratzenberger, do you listen? Do you watch? Do you read? How do you come by? And the point of our conversation here is to determine who gets things without a filter. In other words, do you find ways that you can get information that isn't from one side or the other?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I look for trends. I don't know if any of you noticed that people of a certain age, usually under 30,
mm-hmm.
when you say thank you, they say no problem.
That's true.
Over 30, 40 years old, they say you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's okay, here's a trend. Now, where did that come from? Why? And then I always say, well, is there a problem? What was the problem? I don't understand. I'm not sure what it means, but I think, okay, here's a trend, how society's changing.
Well, that's good when you're doing character stuff, for sure. You want to know that.
Well, I noticed it more and more frequently. Like, it's almost, and they look you in the eye less than people used to.
It's because they're looking in their cell phone all the time. They don't know what to do with an eyeball.
I think so. I think there's a socially, maybe there's a little social retardation going on. I don't know. But generally, the Christian Science Monitor is always a good one because the reporters have access to the places that most reporters don't. And they're very even-handed. Wall Street Journal I like. I go online, the various news agencies. But it's stunning how biased a lot of the networks are, the CNN,
right.
MSNBCs and stuff.
And that was sort of the point that I was trying to make, not doing it particularly well, but then the subsequent discussion of these things that are in the news on the so-called news talk radio stations and program, they don't really talk about, well, they may take the news, but there's a spin to it. And my point through all of this is, wouldn't it be great if there were more people, because I pride myself in trying to present both or many points of view on the same idea, sometimes more successful than others. But I think if you have both sides, you're not alienating people. I'm looking at it from a business point of view. The more people you bring into the tent, the better it is for the advertisers. But in general, I'm sort of one of these people, and I think you maybe, I remember talking about this with you before, I think, on some things you have a, let's say, left-of-center stance, and on other things you have a right-of-center stance.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's common sense.
Yeah.
Not
everything
is one way or the other.
Yeah. That's a great way of putting it. Who has any common sense thinks all things are black or all things are white? They are not.
That's why our country was run a lot better when most of the people in Washington were farmers.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
And now they're all lawyers.
Yeah.
And the DNA of a lawyer dictates that you must win.
Right.
So it's their way or the highway.
Yep, right.
We plainly see now, but if it were a farmer or a shopkeeper or someone who came from real life, they'd understand there's a little give, there's a little take.
Yep.
And that's one of the problems I think we have.
All right, we're talking to John Ratzenberger, who has been a part. Actually, if you look at the numbers, because of his work in any number of areas that are considered part of the entertainment business, he has the sixth most successful track record of any actor, not only now, but of all time. He's been involved in projects that have brought in $3 billion. And, of course, you've gotten the lion's share of that, John, right?
Oh, Oh, yeah. I carry it around with me. Small bills.
Right.
And a Mack truck. Yeah.
All right. Thus, perhaps, well, we're obviously a little tongue-in-cheek. John has done something. One of the things that you may or may not know about me and my program, because I'm an independent producer and I'm the only one who's left, actually, on syndicated radio who doesn't have any support from anybody other than advertisers. And so I have become a proponent of crowdfunding and have used crowdfunding. I have a farm, and I used it for the farm, and I'm about to use it for one of the things that we want to do here on the radio program. You have launched a crowdfund for a new television program. So let's talk about that.
Correct, yeah. John Ratzenberger's American Made. We're going to revisit all the factories and the people around the country that actually make things. Again, when we're talking about common sense, manufacturing is the backbone of the United States, of our entire civilization. And
well, at least it used to be. You find it hard now, or at least we're told, and maybe that's what this is going to address, that it's one thing when the facts don't bear out that we don't make things anymore, right? That's your point.
Oh, we do. We make quite a bit. And I mean, we're still the industrial lead in the world, not for long. And one of the problems is that we've neglected teaching our children hands-on skills. And because they can't graduate from high school now without the ability to read a ruler. And so they're not about to get a good job in an aircraft factory if they can't read a simple ruler. So there's 600,000 jobs right now available in manufacturing. And there's certainly a lot of people to fill them, but those people didn't grow up with the skills that we all took for granted, in another age. When we were outside playing, we thought we were playing, but in actuality, we were problem solving. We were building tree houses and fixing our bicycles. So by the time we got out of high school, we had a pretty good idea of the difference between a wrench and a hammer.
Yep.
And that doesn't exist anymore.
No, people can't fix anything. That's why we can't fix what's going on in Washington. People can't fix their plumbing. They can't fix their car. They can't fix the problems in their life. So,
yeah, before you become president, you should be required to assemble a coffee table from IKEA.
That's a great one.
This guy couldn't do that.
You can't do that.
Neither could George Bush have done it, I'm betting.
Oh, he could have done it.
You think he could have?
If he was a jet pilot and a mountain biker, oh, you bet he could do it.
Really?
You know? And then Kennedy could do it. He was a sailor.
Yeah.
But today, hey, if you're running my country and you can't assemble a coffee table, there's something wrong here.
Well, there is something wrong. We know that. All right. This crowdfund is at fundanything.com/American-made. So the crowdfunding site is fundanything.com, right? And then
right.
You're...
And what we're going to do is celebrate the people and the skills and the products that provide the backbone for this great nation.
So how much do you need to start production?
$500,000.
Half a million. And you said that your goal, it says, because what you have to do is state a goal. Have you stated a goal of $500,000?
$500,000.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's not a lot of money to put a television program on the air.
Well, we work fast and furious, and I'm the only one on camera.
Yeah.
And I make it up as I go along. So
good for you.
Well, I do the same thing at Cheers. So yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
Right. You made it up. There was no such thing as dialogue. You just, whatever you were thinking. And that's why the show was successful. In a lot of these movies, the big stars, Bruce Willis, he doesn't pay any attention to the script. He just does it. All right. So, again, let me send people to fundanything.com/American-made, where you can support John's effort to focus on the things that are made in America, a strong proponent of American-made products. John Ratzenberger here on Good Day. John, good to talk to you again. Speak with you.
You 50, too.
21 after on Good Day.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything. everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, the day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience. I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens.
We've been talking on and off today about news. Music is big news. There's a lot of things going on in the music world. Ratzenberger was just with us. John Ratzenberger is having a crowdfund to raise money to do a new television program. That's news. And we had story. The news is that he's having a crowdfund. Then we went around talking about it. The news about Robert Plant is that he's revealed some previously unreleased Led Zeppelin recordings have been found in his basement. So, apparently, they're going to, can he show up on a remastered version of a catalog of their music?
Oh, man.
Right, what's the problem? What do you have a problem with that for?
Yep, gotta buy them again.
Yeah.
Oh, go out and buy them again. Okay,
yeah,
so,
I bought the box set 10 years ago, and that cost me $100.
Right, yeah.
And bar none, Robert Plant had the best voice in rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And they always find this stuff in their basement to squeeze a couple of more bucks.
So do you think it's a big hooey that somebody's just going to remaster things that have been laying around
when
anyway?
Stevie Ray Vaughan died, they were going through shoe boxes in his cousin's closets and mother's closets trying to look for anything they could to release anything, and they released a bunch of good stuff, but then a bunch of garbage too, just so they could get all the money they could out of it.
Right.
I'm sure Plant's got some good stuff. I'm sure there's one of my favorite Led Zeppelin songs is Traveling Riverside Blues, which was a song found and then released on their box set, which is a remake of a 1928 Robert Johnson song, and it's my favorite song that they ever did.
Among the songs here, among some of these recordings, the group's bassist and keyboardist, John Paul Jones, on lead vocals. Plant says so far he's going to give me 2 cars and a greenhouse not to get him on the album.
Yeah, that's great.
Apparently, this guy's an opera. He's now involved in opera, writes opera.
John Paul Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year, Page told the Rolling Stone that he'd been working on an extensive remastering of some of the Led Zeppelin catalog. It was remastered 20 years ago, he says. So that's what you're talking about, Richie, the release of that 4-CD box set?
Yes.
So, and the advances that have been made in music I know, but you got to have it to start with. That's what I wonder. It's got to be. It has to be.
Well, they have all the single tracks.
To and put then it back together
they record it and remix it. So it's originally analog. But here's the problem. So you get this remastered box set, and then you squish it down to an MP3 and listen to it through earbuds on your iPod.
So what's accomplished?
And it's right back mushy again.
It doesn't have the same.
So unless you're listening to it in a high quality digital format,
right, with big speakers, woofers, and tweeters, and
you could do headphones as long as they're good. But if you squish it down to an MP3, you're losing everything that you're doing anyway.
Yeah. All right. So that's the Robert Plant news, Jennifer, of the day. All right. Now, for those of you who are not interested in the news but want to have some fun, check out our video of the day today with Screamin' Jay Hawkins doing a television performance in 1966 with Merv Griffin of I Put a Spell on You. If you want to see something that is actually pretty hysterical, and you see, almost can see the cobwebs on the screen, he cracks himself up because what he does is so foolish. But it's so much fun. You will have a lot of fun. The audio is there, but the video is what you got to watch. You got to see the video of the day at DougStephan.com. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Caregivers and seniors need advocates.
The Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program is a federally mandated program.
Lydia Williams manages the D.C. office.
Every state, including Puerto Rico and Guam, has an ombudsman program.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
We monitor the quality of care of persons in nursing homes, group homes, and assisted living facilities.
The Ombudsman Program gets to know the patients and their families and the staff and troubleshoots in general. They also attend monthly meetings, handle complaints, and defend patients' rights.
They have the right to visitation, to privacy. They have the right to open their own mail when it's appropriate. And they also have the right to complain without any fear of retaliation.
For a complete list of patients' rights, check our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Let's get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support. Cutting costs and securing files? We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health.
Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour, headlines, news of the day, information, important stories, etc., etc. Today is Dump on the Host Day. Let's see if Richie wants to join Jennifer, although Kenny has
a lot of game.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Dump on the Host Day.
You have been dumping on me.
We just had a disagreement. You told me I was dead wrong, so I don't even want to hear it. I could say you've been dumping on me today.
You're dead
actually.
Right. So listen to this. So here's from the pile-on department. Listener Ron Nordberg.
Yes.
Sends an email. Now, I don't know, this is really out of left field, but I just got this. The email address, by the way, doug@dougstefan.com, rich@dougstefan.com, jennifer@dougstefan.com, ken@dougstefan.com. We'll go to Facebook and Twitter after you hear this, Kenny. I've been listening to your show for several years now, and I've heard you mention Monsanto on a number of occasions.
True.
You've taken a strong position on this company, and I was wondering who is paying you to say bad things about them.
Did you say it's a freebie?
It is a freebie on top of a freebie. I don't like Monsanto, sir. Nobody has to pay me. I am paid, and I'd be happy to take as much money as Monsanto would like to give me to position themselves or tell me, or not me, because I'm not open to them, and I would be the first to tell you that I am not. I am extraordinarily judgmental about them. I am not. I am biased. Perhaps when you first heard me, it was around Proposition, what was it, 34 or something, Jennifer, in California?
Mm-hmm.
37, something like that.
It was 37.
37, okay. A couple of years ago. It wasn't last fall, or was it last? Maybe it was last fall. It may have been more recent. I've been on them for years, sir, because I am a farmer. I'm a dairy farmer. In real life, I am an actual dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I've been confronted with Monsanto and their products. How's that? That was pretty good. I edited myself as I went through that. Their products for years. I object to them in so many different ways. Not only what they have wrought on the American farmer. Some people think their stuff is great. Roundup Ready seeds and stuff. Some people think it's great. I don't happen to think that one company should control the entire source of food on the planet, which is the direction that Monsanto is headed, thanks to their influence in our government and influencing governments around the world to have their genetically engineered stuff the only thing that's available. If they want to make a product and people want to use it, that's swell. I'm all for it. But when you continue to put people out of business or you sue farmers for not using the product that you make the way that they tell you you're supposed to make it, I mean, there are agreements. I'm doing business with a farmer now, but I won't use his corn. He had to sign an agreement with the distributor of the Monsanto product that he used to dispose of the corn at a certain time after he was done picking it. And if he didn't do it within 2 weeks, he's subject to being sued by Monsanto. And so then there are reasons for it.
I don't understand.
Well,
what do you mean dispose? He's going to sell the corn.
After he finishes picking it, he's supposed to either have somebody like me chop it and feed it, or he's supposed to plow it in. He's supposed to grind it up and plow it into the soil so that whatever is there, the residue from it, doesn't get further dispensed in the air. There is residue. The stuff that kills the bees and the birds that's on the silk and the corn, you've heard that story, right? Haven't you heard that story? You've heard that?
No. No.
All right. Do you know why we're having problems with the bee? You've heard the story. Well, the same thing's happening with the birds.
Because they don't, you know, if it's right, they don't let, you can't reproduce that corn. You have to buy new seed every year, so
right.
There can't be any pollination. That's
what right.
kills the bees,
but the,
yeah?
But the stuff that's in there that does prevent this stuff from being supposedly rebuilt is, and I can't tell you what the... If I was a better botanist, I could tell you what the formula was of the chemical compound that's being used. But whatever it is, it kills the birds, the bees, the flowers and the trees, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I just don't like them, sir. And so this is my radio program, and I don't want to sound particularly arrogant, but I'm able to express myself because I have a bully pulpit, and I think people agree with me who find out the story behind the story. If you don't agree, that's swell. You can present a different point of view. I hope you're not going to be a coward and just run away because I'm saying things that you don't like.
Don't attack the listener.
He's attacking
nice.
Me. I'm not really attacking him. I'm attacking his ideas.
So what?
What? So what? His ideas?
Just make your case and move along. You don't have to get snooty about it.
Okay. Snooty about it.
Yes.
Thank you for your letter, Mr. Nordberg. It was nice hearing from you.
You want to give out his phone number or his email address while you're at it?
No.
Since you're giving out his last name?
No. Well, no, he sent it to me. His last name. Whatever. Anyway, so that's the story on Monsanto.
Okay. Do you feel better now?
I didn't feel badly before.
Okay. Good.
At any rate, next issue here, Richie will discuss with us, because he's in Washington, the story from the world of radio. Radio stations have been given an advertisement, calling on the Redskins to change their name. Radio station in Washington said, we're not going to air it. And so now the people who want to have the name changed are upset and are threatening to sue these radio stations because they wouldn't take their money. This is America. Tell you the story behind that story in a moment here on Good Day.
And the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And transfer all of your prescriptions to Rite Aid today to get Wellness 65 Plus points that could earn you up to 20% off almost the whole store for a year. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
18 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with lovely Jennifer, who agrees with me on everything.
Everything, sir.
Rich, who agrees with me on everything. And Kenny, who agrees with me on everything. Otherwise, why would they be here, right? Why would I want to have some people around me who disagree with my point of view? It's unhealthy. It's un-American. It's just unimpressive.
That's all I do.
Right.
Of course. Yes, sir. We don't have Roberta to say, yes, boss. All right, so here's the story as I understand it. Richie, you're in Washington. Maybe you can clarify this.
Okay.
Do we have the actual spot?
Yes, we have actual audio.
There are radio stations in Washington who have pulled ads paid for by a group calling on the Washington Redskins to change their name. This is the fight song for the Redskins, by the way, in the background. The ad was supposed to start on the sports talk station in Washington. It was paid for by the Oneida Indian Nation.
Which one? Does it say WJFK or WMET?
Yeah, no, it's JFK.
Okay.
But they were running on both of the stations, supposedly. The spot called for Dan Snyder, who owns the Redskins, to change the team's name, which it's had since 1933. I claim that this whole thing was started by a college professor named Banzoff, who stirs the pot to get recognition for himself, and that's why this has become a big deal. Native Americans do not want their people to be hurt by painful epithets. That's what they say in the ad. I'd rather hear the context of the ad. So, Richie, can you play the ad, please?
All of its storied history, Washington's NFL team will always remain in the history books as the last team to permit integration. That was the legacy of former Washington team owner Preston Marshall, and he was the same person who decided to use a racial slur as the team's name. Today, team owner Dan Snyder is still choosing to use that racial slur, but it doesn't have to be this way.
I'm Ray Hallbritter of the Oneida Indian Nation. As a proud NFL sponsor, our Indian tribal nation wants the NFL to be on the right side of history in the fight against racism. We know Washington fans do not mean to offend Native Americans. By changing his team's name, Mr. Snyder can create a better historical legacy for himself, one of tolerance and mutual respect, not of racial epithets. Native Americans do not want their people to be hurt by such painful epithets. We just want to be treated as what we all are, Americans.
Paid for by the Oneida Indian Nation of New York.
Don't the polls with Native Americans say that 70% could care less?
Don't care, exactly.
How about this?
Yeah, it's actually higher than that.
All right, so what's the feeling in Washington, though, Richie? This has to be something that makes him if I were this guy, I'd take the money and then I'd talk about the spot afterwards on these sports talk radio programs.
Nobody wants to change it here.
What? No, they don't.
It's all special interest groups.
As much as you don't like Snyder, he's not about to change.
Not a fan of Snyder, but it's one of the top six or seven money-making businesses, sports franchises in the world. He's not about to change the name and rebrand it.
From a business standpoint, though, why would they not take the ad? Why would they not run the advertising? I mean, believe me, I'm glad that they didn't because I think it's dumb. But I mean, why wouldn't you take the money though and run the ad?
It would look to the listeners like they were supporting the idea of a name change.
Why? I don't. People know that I run ads here all the time.
If you could tell the advertiser, we don't endorse this ad, We are going to say every time we run this ad that it's a paid advertisement and we do not endorse it. Because they do that all the time.
Of course. The following is a paid commercial.
The following is a paid advertisement. Yeah. And then have your hosts just bust on it.
Yeah.
If they're up for that, sure. But other than that, your listener is going to go, what are you guys doing playing that? It's going to be crazy.
I would bust on it. You know me. I'd take the money and then afterwards say, hey, this guy's full of baloney. Like, again, going back to what Monsanto, the discussion of Monsanto, what the guy said to me about Monsanto. I'd be happy to take Monsanto's money and then afterwards talk about why the spot's wrong. They have their opportunity to present their case. I have my opportunity to present my case, and you have your opportunity to present your case in any number of ways. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, email. So Kenny, what's the latest, by the way, from our various social media? This ought to be a good thing to focus on the social media.
Well, right now on our Facebook page, we have anyone else ready to move on from all the shutdown talk.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken says Capitol Hill is, this is a different Ken, Capitol Hill is silly, stupid, and inept. And he thanks you for bringing listeners to a higher awareness.
Really?
Somebody likes
what I'm doing?
Woo! Yeah. Gosh. Celeste says, how about we ignore the government for a few weeks? Probably won't miss much. And David says, the whole thing is like a repeat movie going nowhere.
Going nowhere and getting lost, getting there. All right, so we get that. Well, opinions are important. It's good. Come on, bring them on. 11 before the hour.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Car crashes are the number one killer of teens in the U.S. and Canada. Students at more than 3,000 participating high schools are working with State Farm to reverse this statistic by amplifying the conversation around teen driver safety. Through State Farm's Celebrate My Drive campaign, people in communities across North America are committing to be safe drivers. You can support students in local schools by making a safe driving commitment once daily between October 18th and October 26th at CelebrateMyDrive.com. The 100 high schools with the most safe driving commitments will be awarded grants ranging from $25,000 to $100,000. The top two schools will win a private concert by Kelly Clarkson.
I'm excited to be a part of a movement positively impacting millions of new drivers. We live in a community filled with drivers, new and experienced, and I'm all about keeping us all safe on the road.
Find a Celebrate My Drive event near you and commit to being a safe driver. Just visit CelebrateMyDrive.com.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Get it started.
I own a pop stand. Actually, two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand. Not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs and banners at half off. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping. Let's get it
started. This week, get 50% off on select signs, banners, and posters at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Thank heavens it's Christmas.
This song is racist against tomatoes.
Right. This is from the movie Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, which was made in 1978. This is the theme. Wasn't this the entry point for Steve McQueen? Who was in this, Kenny?
That was The Blob. I think
The Blob.
Which, I don't remember.
There was some famous actor that got started. Wasn't Michael...
George Clooney was involved in the sequel.
Who was
he?
Really?
I think George Clooney was involved in the sequel. Or was he
they
in
had a bunch of sequels.
What, there was Attack of the Killer Tomatoes 2?
Yeah.
And Attack of the Killer Tomatoes 3?
Yeah.
Really? No. Attack of the Killer
Catch
Tomatoes 4?
Catch up, Doc. Of course. Get it.
Don't point it out. It loses its oomph if you have to point out. No, don't point it out. Catch up. All right. It's 54 after the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program with all of us together, including Chuck Curry, who's here. I went through Stroud. I came close to going to Stroudsburg, but it was too late. And Richie was supposed to give me your phone number, but he didn't. So I didn't call you, Chucker.
So Chuck, I called Chuck, and he said, don't give him my phone number. That's why.
Oh, nice. All right. So we have a...
I told Rich, actually, I'm all out of spaghetti.
Okay. Sorry about that. All right, so we have our contest. We're into the Halloween season, so all the contests, all the music for the next couple of weeks till Halloween. When is Halloween? A week from this. Well, how do we do this? Thursday night, right? Week from Thursday. All right, so we have a sound from the movie that was number one during this week in 1994, a Halloween movie. We're going to give you three pieces, audio, three pieces from the movie. You'll call us at 888-302-3684 to make news. If you're the winner, you become a big-timer, and you get a swell prize. How about that? Here's the first clue.
Oh, Louis. Still whining, Louis.
Have you heard enough?
But it wasn't.
I've had to listen to that for centuries.
I'm betting if Roberta here, she'd actually get this. 888-302-3684. What are you worried about, the music?
No, the music was kind of familiar, but I didn't recognize the clip.
All right, so play another one and see what happens.
Lord, what it wouldn't give for a drop of good old-fashioned Creole blood.
All right.
Good old-fashioned Creole blood.
Chuck, are you know the movie?
I don't.
Really? You know all these, I thought. You know all these creepy, horrible movies.
It sounds like a little bit of a hokey, fun movie.
I think it is hokey, isn't it, Kenny?
I don't think it was meant to be hokey.
But it, it just kind of came out that way. Yeah. All right, last clip.
You are a killer, Louis!
I do not know it.
All right. But Halloween and horror movie aficionados will like it. I'm surprised Chucker doesn't get it. 888-302-3684. Chucker has the results at the box office for us in a moment here on Good Day.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory, and now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidator's second annual fall flooring yard sale. All floors are on sale, like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from 139. Pre-finished hardwood from just 159. Plus, get special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our fall flooring yard sale. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals are gone.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so, Chucker, what do we have in terms of box office totals? Any surprises this weekend?
Not really. For the third straight weekend, Gravity emerged as the top film, $31 million. This film, Doug, has real legs, $170 million in 3 weeks of release. Also, the buzz is that it's one of the big favorites as a possible picture to win the Oscar.
Really?
For Best Picture. I'm a little surprised because it's groundbreaking in terms of technical achievement, but its story is nothing we haven't seen before, but we'll see how that plays out. Tom Hanks as Captain Phillips plays second. Also, Good Legs, $17.3 million a week in number two, $53 million in 10 days. The horror remake, Carrie, plays third at OK, $17 million. Got a split reaction. I went to see it on Saturday night. I actually enjoyed it. I give it a 7.5 out of 10. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, 4. An Escape Plan with Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger, 5th, 9.8. I thought the movie was mediocre throughout. I give it a 5.5 out of 10. Stallone's good, but Arnold really steals the show. His acting is quite good. And Sam Neill has a small role. And at 66 years old, Sam Neill actually looks 10 years younger than Arnold and Stallone on film.
All right. Stacy is in Arkansas. Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
What's the name of the movie?
Interview with a Vampire.
That is correct. From Halloween 1994, it was Interview with a Vampire.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.